Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 828. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we spoke about last shiur, a couple of cereals. We said a while back that in general cereals, the basic guidelines to go with cereals gets a little bit complicated. There's various different brachas. Some are huadoma, some are shahakal, some are mazonos. So that's number one. And number two, you have the problem, which is things are constantly changing, the manufacture, whatever, the way it's made. In other words, like the famous example we said, like cornflakes could be from either corn flour, or could be whole pieces, and there's various different other type of cereals whereby things are sometimes made a little bit differently besides the kashrus part of it in general. And the best thing to do is, like we said, to go on the website in general or to get lists. They have these lists from the OU, Star K, various different kashrus organizations in reference to the latest update on cereals and to find out the general brachas. But last year we were just talking about in our simin Reish Ches Sif Dalid, which is very negel maisa in conjunction with certain cereals. It doesn't sound too negel maisa because it talks about if somebody eats a whole kernel of wheat. You take a grain of wheat, and it's a whole grain, garin and shleimim, and you eat it. So in general, the average person is not eating that too much. But we brought down the Sefer Oitzer Allah, it's brought down in our simin Reish Ches Ois Yud Beis that it does apply. There are certain cereals that are made like that with whole grains. And he brought a couple of examples. He brought the puffed wheat, which we spoke about, and he brought the example of sugar crisp. He brought the sugar crisp and golden crisp and so on. And we mentioned last year that basically those are cereals that are made from popped or puffed wheat. They're not cooked, but it's mamish pieces of wheat. It's whole grains, whereby the bracha would be a ho'adoma. And we mentioned the tshuva from Rav Moshe and Chelek Dalid, Simen Memhei, which was brought down. The Starkei brings it down, but Rav Moshe says over there, the right bracha hadama, but even if somebody made a mezonos, definitely, b'di'evit, they would still be yoitza for various different reasons. We're not going to get into it. Now, that's as far as the first bracha goes. Again, in these two cereals where you have the puffed wheat and the sugar crisp, golden crisp, of course, one has to make sure it's the heksher is okay. We're not giving any heksher on all these cereals. We're just talking about the basic concept as far as the bracha goes. As far as the heksher, everybody has to check their own box and so on, their own company. Okay. So now the question is, what about the after bracha? So there's an interesting machloikis over there in that machaber where the machaber brings down the garin and shleinim, the whole, if somebody, right, we have three different levels, just to review again, we keep on reviewing, it's very extremely important to keep in mind, when you have the grain, you have the five grains, again, you have wheat, you have spelt, you have rye, you have barley, and then you have oats, right, so those are the five grains. If you eat it as a whole grain, it's ho'adama in general. If it's ground up into a flour and it's eaten in the flour form, it's shahakal in general. And if it's made, and if it's ground up into a flour, made into a food, where if it's cooked, it's mazonos. If it's baked, a snack food, it's mazonos. If it's baked into bread, of course, it's hamotzi, like we know. Okay, so now, So interesting to note that the Mechaber over there in Sif Dalid, Reish Ches Sif Dalid, our Simen, our Sif, which we're talking about, when he talks about these whole grains, so he brings two shitas. The first shita, he says, you eat a whole grain, fine. You're eating a whole grain, you have to make a ho'adama, like we see in these cereals, right? And if you eat enough, which would be, it would have to be in a cereal form. In general, nobody's eating so many grains whereby they'll have to make a hadama, they'll have to make a after bracha. But let's say eight cereals. So you need a kazayas, right? We've spoken about many times. You have to eat a kazayas of the cereal, let's say the puffed wheat or the sugar crisp or the golden crisp. So you'd have to eat a kazayas of that under a 4 minute period, right? So if I eat up a bowl of cereal and I eat it 1, 2, 3, so I'm eating, let's say, kazayas, making sure I eat a kazayas under a 4 minute period, all right? So now you need an after bracha. So what after bracha do I make? What after bracha do I make on these cereals, right? Again, on those cereals that we're talking about when it comes to whole grains, right? The sugar crisp and the golden crisp and the puffed wheat and so on. So there's two sheets. So the first sheet that he brings down, the first bracha will be hadama. The after bracha will be bar nefashes. Oh, so then he goes on, but then the mechaber goes on to say that, one second, we have a little bit of a problem because the Tosfos is not sure. He brings Tosfos who sort of argues on the first sheet. Okay, the first sheet, he brings, and then the second sheet he brings Taisvis, and he actually says Taisvis does the Mechabed. The Shulchan Aruch says Taisvis Nistapku im yivarech la'achvarav bracha me'ein shalish. That Taisvis is not sure that it could be that you would have to make, if you eat a kazayis under 4 minute period of grains, of whole grains, right? So then you would have to make possibly a bracha achas me'ein shalish. So what bracha achas me'ein shalish do we make? Do we make al hamichya? There's no, so the Paiskim actually talk about, you can't make, there's no al huadama type of a thing. You made a bar priadama, so maybe we'll make al hadama. You make on fruits, the five different fruits we spoke about, al hoetz val priaways, you make on wine al hagefen val priagefen, right? And you make al hamichya. But what about al huadama? There's no such a after bracha called al huadama val priadama. So the Paiskim talk about that. What do we do over here, right? What kind of me'in sholish, right? What kind of main shalish, meaning the long after bracha, which we've been talking about, we're going to have to get into more details. Well, so Taisvah says it's taka a problem. So Taisvah says, and the Mechaber brings him down. Halacha lemaisa, lekach kosfu shenocha in shalay laachlay ela b'soy chasuda. That it's a good thing. It's good that one should eat it only in a meal. In other words, to wash and bench like this, you don't come on to the whole problem. If the Rebbe Birchas Hamaza, and like this, you wash, you bench, you eat a piece of bread, a kazayis under a 4 minute period, and then you're good to go, and then you could eat that cereal, you eat these whole grains like this, you don't have the problem with the after bracha because you're benching anyways. Okay, so it's brought that he does bring it down like that, does the Mechaber, there's the second shita, but so in general, so actually the Sefer Oitzvat Lachas brings down if somebody eats one of these cereals, the puffed wheat and the sugar crisp and so on, so he says it's a good thing to, if it's possible, to eat it in a meal, right, to wash and eat it. I know my father Oliver Sholem used to always wash, even if he would eat cereal for breakfast. He'd always have that piece of rye bread, at least a gazayis under 4 minutes, and like this, he could wash and bench and get a beautiful mitzvah min haTorah if you're full of benching. But what about all those who don't? I'm in a rush. I don't have time to wash. I got to run, right? I got to just grab down my bowl of puff wheat, my bowl of sugar crisp, and I got to go to work. I don't have time. Oh, so he brings vim lav yivarech bar nefashos. So then you can make a bar nefashos. Now, so how can you make a bar nefashos? Either Machaba brings toisvis over there. So the Mishnah Berurah actually brings down in explaining that when you have to, where toisvis says to eat it in a meal. If you're going to eat it not in the meal, right? If you're going to eat it not in the meal, then what should I do? I'm in a rush. I don't have time to wash, bench right now. It's a beautiful thing, but I'm running out. I got to just grab my bowl, eat my bowl. I'm making my bar priya dhamma. What do I do for the after bracha? So he says, I'm sorry. So then he says, yivarech achareim bar nefashos. Well, then one should make a bar nefashos, ki heinu hu me'ikra din. Because me'ikra hadin, that's really the halacha. Me'ikra din tells us the Mishnah Berurah, sif katan yudches, me'ikra din. It's really a bara nefashos would be the after bracha. And the Dirshu actually brings on the spot, very interesting that he brings what that Meikra Din on that Mishabur, Meikra Din, Hoira Hagoin Rab Shlem Zalman, from Zalman Orbach Sechatadik Levracha, Shein Tzorich Lamnia, Milechel Garine Dogon Shlem. In other words, if somebody says, well, I can't wash, so therefore I'm not going to eat puffed wheat, I'm not going to eat sugar crisp, because in the morning I got to run, so I'm never going to eat it, that's it. Because I'm afraid I shouldn't be over what Taisfa says to eat it during the meal. So he brings from Rav Shlomo Zalman, Shein Tzorech Lahamnia, in ice number 13, Shein Tzorech Lahamnia, Milachal Garinei, Dogon Shlomo. You don't have to worry, you could eat the puffed wheat, you could eat the sugar crisp, the golden crisp, you could eat it, no problem. Shlomo Sechasuda, why? V'lai Hevi HaShulchan Aruch. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, he brings down again in ice 13, V'lai Hevi HaShulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch only brought this Shita, Shita's Taisvis, Shachmiru Bedava, Elaloy Mashiach Hidr Bedava. It's a hider. It's a good, in other words, if you have the time, it's a good thing. That's what you should do. The right thing, I'll be halacha to do. If you could, try and wash, and that's it. Like this, you cover Taisvus Hashita when you're in reference to eating whole grains. And the after bracha is a question, maybe Mayin Shalish, therefore wash and bench, and take a piece of bread, of course, and eat a kazayas of bread under 4 minutes. Wash and bench, like this, you're good to go. But he says it's a hider. He brings Reb Shlomo Zalman, says it's a hider, and he says you don't have to hold back from not eating puffed wheat or sugar crisp, and you could go ahead and you are good to go because the whole thing is a hiddur. So they bring down the maisa. Bottom line is, if somebody they want to eat it, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, don't worry, you don't have to hold back if you can't wash. It's a good thing to wash. It's a hiddur, nice thing, but you have to know what's a hiddur and what's al pi halacha. And like the Mishmar said, ki chein hu me'ikra din. Me'ikra din is barei nefasha. It's barei nefasha. It's rabbis ki chein hu me'ikra din, which is the first shita in the mechaba. Okay, so let's just, we said a lot of details today. Let's just sum it all up real quickly. What we have, so lemaisa, somebody eats again whole grain for breakfast. If in general nobody's eating just whole grains, but you have it, you're eating it. The sugar crisp, golden crisp, puffed wheat, and these type of things, where it's whole mamish, whole grains, and it's not cooked. So those type of cereals are whole grains. So the first bracha is going to be a ho'adama. Very pre ho'adama. B'di'evit, if somebody made mizonos, Rav Moshe said it's also good. And the after bracha is going to be, if it's possible, it's a good thing to wash, and then you don't even make a hadama. Then you just wash. If a person washes on bread, right? Then you don't make a hadama. Your meal. Your cereal is your meal, so you don't have to make a separate bracha on that. But assuming that you're not washing and you're not benching, which is a good thing to do, but you can't do it, whatever, so then you make the hadama, and the after bracha would be a borei nefashos. The after bracha would be a borei nefashos, as long as you ate a kezayis under a 4-minute period of these cereals of the puffed wheat, sugar crisp, golden crisp, and so on. Okay, we'll stop here. I just wanted to read one more thing from the Sefer Yisrael Lachas. He says, Lamaisa, bottom line is, bottom line is over there in Isiur Aleph, in Eresha Ochlam Shloi B'Sech HaSuda, you ate it not in the Suda, right? You just ate the bowl, the cereal, whatever. Yverach Lach HaRem Baruch Nefashos. So he says in Islam Gimel, he says, he brings down from the Magen Avram, the Ikka Kadei Rishayna, that again, the main sheet in the Shulchan Aruch is the first sheet that you will make a Baruch Nefashos, and you don't have to worry so much about Taisvis over here. Yverach Lach HaRem Baruch Nefashos, he brings this, the Eliyahu Rabba says this, he brings from the Chayyadim, Mishabura like we saw, and so on, so you are good to go with the Baruch Nefashos. As far as the cereals go, thank you for listening. Atzlochem Baruch Kol Tuv.